We know that people who have lived in Africa have some of the best ideas about agriculture, and we thought that getting everybody to talk to one another online would be a great way to figure out some of the best, most creative, most practical solutions to agricultural problems, and then hopefully, eventually, we can try to implement some of those solutions.
What would you say are some of the ideas or suggestions that you have received since you started the project?
Well, we had a really successful year. Last year, we received ideas from over 12,000 people from 180 countries, and those ideas ranged from rabbit farming in Kenya to soy milk pasteurization in Ghana. A lot of people discuss issues related to water resources and reducing post-harvest losses. So there's really been a great range of ideas depending on the country from which it came and the community in which people have lived.
What do you hope to do with these suggestions or the ideas that you have received? What do you hope to do with them?
A lot of different development agencies are looking for ideas from farmers living in Africa, and we hope to be able to provide resources to implement some of those ideas.
Just listening to you, I think this idea is a noble one, because I think it might knock out this usual idea of a top-down development planning. This brings this bottom-to-top development planning by getting ideas from the people on the ground.
That's exactly what we want to do. We think that people on the ground know what the issues are. They know the resources that they have, and we really want to understand and work with the ideas and the parameters that are on the ground. And we think that not all of the best ideas come from outside the continent or from other people who haven't had those experiences. So we really want to offer a platform to the African diaspora and farmers in Africa to share their thoughts.
You are conducting a contest. What is it and what is the objective?
We just started a new contest for this year, and from now through November of 2010, we'll be awarding cash prizes to the best ideas. So it's a great time for anyone with an idea about rural agriculture and how to make it better to post on the website.
And so how long does this contest last, and how can people, where do they go to participate?
This contest runs through the end of this year, through November, and someone can go to the internet, and the web address is africaruralconnect.org, africaruralconnect.org, and they can begin posting their ideas on that website.
Now, Molly, this program is internet-based, and the question is, how many people in Africa can participate when in many rural areas access to the internet is still a distant thing?
It's true that not every village, not every town has internet access, but we're really hoping that people can hear about the website and contact their friends, their family members, perhaps different community members who do have access to the website and can contribute those ideas. Some of the areas in which we want to hear ideas from people include how to improve communication among farmers, and if someone does not have access to the internet and they think there's a great way to get that access, or using cell phone technology, if we can hear that great idea, then perhaps we may be able to improve online communications in that area.